DubCNN.com, Javon here with a legend in the world of hip-hop and Latin hip-hop and all those things, Mr. Capone. How are you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, homeboy? Just chilling like a villain, you know, California, it's wintertime, sunny days, still good.
That's what's up, man. Now, I want to definitely get into your project that just recently released, but I want to talk a little bit about your business savvy, because you own your own label, High Power, and I want to just talk about, you know, you've had 11 years, about 11 years in the game. Talk about your business savvy and how that's led to your longevity.
Yeah, you know what, like you say, you know, independence, what I've learned is, you know, is a good route, it's, you know, for upcoming artists. Just so, as me coming up in the game, you know, I didn't have it like most of these, you know, rappers. I got a record deal, a record contract. I just had to straight come from the streets, bring it out the trunk. Within weeks, you know, game recognized game, I started learning more and more. Got me a distribution. At the beginning was distributed through Thump/Universal, which got my music out there everywhere, and the CDs were selling good. Then after I seen I could do good, I was like, well, I'm going to help out some other homies in the hood, bring them on the team, bring out their stuff, find out some quality artists out there, put it down, and then next thing you know, we were selling like crazy. Got off my deal with Thump, went direct, got a direct distribution deal, and history she wrote, you know, just start building the label catalog, and man, doing likes of artists like Criminal, Miss Late Pinks, and then even venturing out to artists like Bone Thugs and Harmony, Lil Flip. We just kept the ball rolling, connecting with everybody from the West Coast to the South to the East, and it's been all good, and we've been independently killing them, you know?
Yeah, speaking of that, when you mentioned Bone Thugs, you mentioned Lil Flip. Now, I would imagine you listen to Bone Thugs and you listen to Lil Flip before signing them and being involved with them on a business level. How is that working with somebody that you listen to, not growing up, but you listen to in terms of being a fan, and then having to kind of get down to the brass tacks and do a business deal with somebody? Was that difficult?
You know what? It's pretty crazy because, you know, when it first happened, it was just like, this shit is, you know, is real, it's really going down, but at the end of the day, you know, we just kept grinding, doing our thing, and being in the studio with some legends, it's like, you know, you're going in there, and you're learning little something, how they conduct their life, because they've been there, done that, they've been legends, they've seen the big stream, they've seen this and that, and doing stuff with them was a good feeling, because it let us know that we're doing something right, that we have enough power to, you know, do music with some legends, you know, not just Bone Thugs, Harmony, Lil Flip, who was also an underground legend in Texas, and the list goes on of people who we worked with, and it just was a good blessing, and, you know, we're real focused on our music, and I was real determined to keep grinding, so at the end of the day, it was a great feeling, you know, it was perfect, you know, it worked out good, and after we got that connection, you know, we learned a lot and just kept growing, you know?
Right. Now, one of the things that I was doing a little bit of research, and in an interview that you mentioned that you've influenced a lot of people, whether it's been for people to do music or maybe to do graphics or whatever it might be. What can you share with one of like a story that somebody's told you and how you've influenced them that was maybe the most unique or maybe the most touching since you've, you know, been doing what you're doing in terms of grinding and just putting out quality music?
Been a lot of that, man. I've been doing shows and running into artists that, you know, coming up to me all day and saying, yo, man, I'm trying to rap, I'm trying to get out the hood, I'm trying to do my music thing, you're an influence, I got my CD out, and, you know, I'm out there hustling, grinding, I'm trying to push my stuff, you got me going, then I seen another guy, you know, I'm doing graphics, I'm learning how to put CD covers, big shouts out to one of my homies out there in Texas, Snoopy, who did some graphics for it, did my website, MySpace, I mean, I didn't even know how to do it, and he just learned a trade, and he did it, then I got another guy in Colorado, there's so many guys that just started, you know, from graphics to do music that, like, I feel like, whoa, I did this, and everyone's feeling like we all could do this, and just like our label has a bunch of homies from the streets, it was just a thing that, you know, this is the meal ticket. We gotta, you know, we'll focus, and I was like kind of like an inspiration to some of these youngsters that were coming up, and you look at the whole game in general today, not to diss fools, but at the end of the day, a lot of fools are just keeping that, you know, like, oh, we see how Capone's doing, we're trying to do it like him, but it's a good thing. they're trying to make positive, and it just everyone's just got to go in their own direction, be themselves, and then at the end of the day, it's all positive because it's just growing the West Coast, and the West Coast has been neglected with, you know, a lot of the music that we have, and for the media side, and it's really hitting the streets hard, and people are buying it, and, you know, people are doing good. It's a blessing in disguise, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Now, I want to talk about a little bit about, you mentioned kind of being out there grinding. I want to talk about your presence in social media. But before I get to that, you mentioned West Coast. Sometimes when being Hispanic, do you get tired of like the Chicano rap or the Latin hip hop or gangster rap or West Coast? Do you get tired of those labels or do you embrace those labels?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't really, you know, I'm not in the Latin scene. I'm not Latin, so I'm a Southside. I'm raised in Navarro. I'm from a hood out here, so I was raised in that mentality. But we're doing rap at the end of the day. I mean, we might have a different style. Like, everybody got a different style. Some people have a little different swag, different style, different estilo. I mean, we have a different estilo in our kind of music, but it reflects West Coast in general, from L.A. up there to down San Diego, and it spreads everywhere. The West Coast influence, that the kind of music that I do, is what a lot of people live in the West Coast, and it's been neglected, and, yeah, I don't like the name, like, yo, it's Latin rap or Chicano rap, or even if they call it gangster rap, whatever. We're West Coast, we're universal. I've been in Germany, I've been in the UK, and guess what? Over there, they're doing the same thing we're doing. They just might have a different style, different swag. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I hear you. I like that. I like the way you answer that, man. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, your presence. How have you embraced technology, because especially when you have your video, goodness, what is the video? It's the Did You Wrong video, and how it's so highly viewed on YouTube. So being able to have that presence and having that wide reach, how do you embrace technology in order to help you?
It's like, you know, you got to be up on game with technology, and that's what was one of my weaknesses for a long time. Like, I had a MySpace page, I didn't even know how to run it, and next thing you know, I opened it up, somebody just opened it up for me, and I looked at it, it was 200,000, whatever, followers, likes, fans on it, and I'm like, huh? And they're like, yeah, you got to use this to your advantage. So I started messing around with it, sending out these little bulletins, yo, what's up, blah, blah, blah. Next, you know, people are booking me for shows. Whoa, and I didn't even know how to reply back to them. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I hear you.
I'm not going to lie, that MySpace made money. And I was like, whoa, I was sleeping on this. And then we just barely started the Facebook like about a year ago, which probably was late again. And that's already reaching to 100,000 likes on that page. And, man, the social media is strong. You got to be up on game. And another weakness we had was on the YouTube channel. We barely started a YouTube channel this year. For all this 11 years, we had a guy, Brown Prider, 323, who used to put up all our videos. He had videos that had 8 million views, 6 million views. And then somehow, you know, I don't know the guy. I don't own the account. And he lost the account. Ends up disappearing. He ends up closing the account. Someone, whatever, he put up some copyright video of someone else and stuff, because he's putting everyone's videos up there. And boom, there goes all our video off the internet. So I was like, damn, we lost all our good views. So I was like, we got to do it. So I learned how to start this YouTube channel, which barely started this year.
Yeah.
I Did You Wrong. Already 5 months in, it got 1.3 million. So now we got, you know, 11,000 subscribers. We're moving on up. But if we would have started from the gate, you know, we would have done much better. So all these new artists coming out, they need to get their channel going. They need to get their media, social stuff going, because if you wait a year, a month, you're falling behind. Everyone's stepping ahead, you know?
I hear you, man. Now, so I know the most recent project is Tears of a Soldier, right?
Yes, Tears of a Soldier was my newest project that I dropped. And basically, that was just a reflection of, you know, all my time as a soldier in this rap game. You know, all the, you know, the tears, all the good and bad. You know, at the end of the day, you're getting the good and bad regardless. And it was kind of an album that I felt like I had to bring out. Tears for Soldier, been through all this rough stuff and all this, you know, bull crap in the rap game, that it's like, you know, a soldier kind of letting his tears lifestyle. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man. Nothing wrong with that. So let folks know how they can stay in tune, how they can pick up the album, where they can go, all that good stuff. Because one of the cool things that I see, and this is, I mean, I got to give you kudos in terms of distribution and whatnot. When I think some you now have distribution in 7-Elevens in Southern California, right?
Yeah. Well, our music's up in 7-Eleven, and we always go real good in 7-Eleven. Like, they put our product in there, and they're like, man, you know, all the homies are in the hood, you know, going there in the 40-ounce or something in 7-Eleven, and our CDs is moving off the shelf, so they're taking a lot of our catalog. They took a lot of our pieces, and our music's all distributed through 7-Eleven. They keep asking for more different titles, and it's a good thing. So, I mean, that just shows you our music is really hitting the people, and it's really moving units, and it's like independently we're killing the game, but it's all because of the people out there that are supporting and, you know, keeping it real back. So it's just all love, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
So, in general, you know?
I feel you, man. So let them know. So any last words for Dub CNN, man? Let them know how they can stay in touch with Mr. Capone, man. What's up?
Yeah, just you guys start. I've been in it for a minute. Shit, I just started. It's Mr. Capone. You got to check me out on the Facebook /HIPOWERENT, Hyper Entertainment. Check out our, you know, website and all. And 2012, we're going to come in with the next phase of High Power. Next level, we got Ray J Twista. We got all this radio jams, West Coast mixing it up worldwide, High Power. And Dub CNN, one of the OGs of the West Coast and holding the West Coast sites down. So keep checking Dub CNN because they got the West Coast connection and the West Coast on lock.
That's what's up, man.